The Canadian government is reviewing the new agreement that replaces the Tri-Country Trade Pact, long known as NAFTA. While there remain a few concerns, most ministers anticipate Parliament will ratify the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, by late spring. McGill University Desitel Faculty of Management Associate Professor Carl Moore is a regular contributor to the Globe and Mail, Forbes, and hosts the CEO series on CJAD Radio in Montreal. He says most Canadians are relieved that a new agreement has been reached.
There was a lot of concern in Canada with free trade, with the Trump administration, and the relationship with China that the U.S. has had, that it could have been worse. And so it wasn't perfect from our viewpoint, but a sense of relief that America would regard us as its closest ally and want to work with us. And we'd have areas of disagreement, but I think it will go forward because it could have been worse from the viewpoint of a lot of Canadians.
What are some of the key concerns in it? We keep hearing about the steel and aluminum tariffs, but are there other concerns that could remain sticking points?
Well, the dairy industry is a big one in Quebec and Ontario particularly. And the U.S. Dairy farmers got greater access to that. So it's kind of a mixed feelings. People that like free trade go, well, that will just make us more effective. On the other hand, there's a lot of dairy farmers who have a big political voice in Canada who've invested a lot of money based on a certain system. And when you change the system dramatically, it affects their investments and their lives. So that's another area where it's been some concern about that expressed in Canada.
We've now got a couple years' experience with the Trump administration. What is Canada's perspective on the Trump administration's effect on cross-border trade between Canada and also between Quebec and the U.S.?
I think it's something that we've calmed down about it, and it could have been worse. So I think kind of the more negative view of the Trump administration has calmed down a bit. I don't think we fall in love with them, but we've become saying it could be worse. They've made some good points.
The Trudeau administration has been caught up in a bit of a scandal here in the U.S. A lot of people may not be familiar with it, but it's a scandal surrounding SNC-Lavalin, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, which is a big engineering and construction firm. It's a global firm. What are the economic repercussions for the company, Quebec and Canada, as this keeps moving forward?
Well, SNC is headquartered in Montreal. About 9,000 people work in Ontario, more in Ontario than Quebec, but reasonably equal. And the concern is that if they can't do business with the federal government for a number of years, that there's a loss of business, but there's a loss of prestige where other of their competitors around the world go, their own country won't buy from them. Why should you? So there's concern that it will hurt their reputation worldwide. Now, they did some wrong things, which they have admitted to, and they've done things. They've changed the culture. They seem to have genuinely changed. And the new legislation seemed to be made where a company says they've done something wrong, they pay penalties for it, then you're allowed to move on. Because the people that did wrong were arrested, were thrown out of the company. So it's a new organization from that viewpoint. So why make all the shareholders and all the current employees, all 9,000 in Canada, be punished for something which has been looked after? That seemed to be central to the new legislation, but it doesn't seem to be what the Attorney General has taken forward. This is a huge political issue in Canada. It's been the central issue for the last 6 weeks, 2 months, and it may mean that the election in the fall may hang on this. Conservatives who are the opposition are going to make sure it stays front and center during the election. It may cause Prime Minister Trudeau his job as Prime Minister. So there's a sense of angst about it. And from a Quebec viewpoint, back in the 70s, a lot of headquarters moved from Montreal to Toronto. And we had Alcan recently bought by Rio Tinto a couple of years ago in their headquarters. The power moved away. Rona was bought by an American company. So it's something which is a sore point in Quebec. Montreal is less important than it used to be, but we have some big companies like Bombardier there, Air Canada, CAE, SNC, Couche-Tard, and so on. And Quebec, the new premier, wants to keep them there as much as possible.
A lot of political figure eights going on with that from what I can see.
No, it is the dominant issue and has been for weeks now. And it really has been the focus of the country's attention and will be a central issue in the upcoming election.
International news recently focused on the Boeing MAX 8 crash in Ethiopia. It was the second crash of that plane, and Canada was very quick to ground the plane. How many Canadian airlines actually use that aircraft?
Air Canada, it's around 6-7% of the fleet. WestJet, a similar number. There's another airline, a small one, which has got a few of them as well. Actually, Canada grounded the plane the same day as the U.S. So it was in the morning at Minister Mark Garneau, the Minister of Transport, grounded the plane. And he said that the day before they weren't planning to, but they got some satellite evidence suggesting it was very similar to the crash in Indonesia, therefore deciding to ground the plane. We were days later than the European Union and China and Indonesia and so on to do that. And it's raised some questions about how much was it that we were following the lead of the FAA, and should have they grounded it earlier? But that question has been raised in the U.S. as well. Should have been grounded earlier, and perhaps in retrospect they should have.
Not to sound too cynical, but this is a Boeing airliner. You mentioned Bombardier a few minutes ago. Bombardier is a huge transport manufacturing company, including airliners. Could this put Bombardier at a competitive advantage against Boeing?
Well, it's interesting because Alain Bellemare came to McGill last Friday for a couple hours. And we talked about this, is that Bombardier is now a train company and business jets. But the C-Series they gave to Airbus kept an interest in it. So it's Airbus selling it now. And it's a bit frustrating to Bombardier because without the MAX 8 and 9, the C-Series would have done better. So that's a bit frustrating, but it's water under the bridge. And the C-Series will be a success, we think, and more of a success with Airbus, and will be a widely sold plane that will really appeal around the world.
What should people watch economically regarding U.S.-Canada relations over, the next 6 months or so?
Well, the interesting thing would be the election, what that has. But we had the chief economist of Bank Development of Canada speak about a month ago. I heard him. And he made the point that the unemployment is the lowest in Montreal and Quebec in living memory, that it was back in the 60s when it was as good, and the people that were in charge in the 60s are retired. It's a good economy in Montreal and Quebec. There's lots of jobs. I have employers calling me up, emailing, saying, do you have any great young people you can send us? Because I get to know them, teaching them. It's a good economy in Canada, and partly it's because of our exports here to the U.S., of course. So may it continue a long time.
Carl Moore is a faculty member at McGill University in Montreal. His 11th book will be published next year. In 2017, he was nominated for the Global Thinkers 50 Distinguished Leadership Award. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.